the Commonwealth War Graves Commission was set up during and immediately after World War I to honour the heritage and the sacrifice that people made in fighting for what was then the British Empire, but is now the British Commonwealth. And that is a joint endeavour of six nations, of the United Kingdom, of Canada, of India, of South Africa, Australia and New Zealand. And it is a joint effort to ensure that the people who gave their lives in defence of the Commonwealth are appropriately recognised and that they are memorialised and that so that their name may live forevermore.
Now, does the Commission cover just the two world wars and the Commonwealth's involvement in those, or is it a more broader remit?
The Commonwealth War Graves Commission is dedicated to World War I and World War II. Soldiers, airmen and sailors who and airwomen who lose their lives in other endeavours are typically remembered and protected by other departments and other teams.
So why was this set up? Was there a fear at the time that the sort of memory of the sacrifice that was made, that would fade? What was the impetus for getting this created?
The impetus was a concern during World War I that there were a lot of people being killed in what was then the Great War, the war to end all wars, as it was thought of at the time. And it was really important that the community, especially here in the Isle of Man, but across in the UK and throughout the Commonwealth, wanted to ensure that those mostly young men who had given literally everything that they could were able to be appropriately recognised. And throughout that time in the 19-teens and the 1920s, there was an effort right across the Commonwealth to recognise. And so we have now, beautiful monuments, such as in Melbourne, there is the Shrine of Remembrance was constructed at that time. Across here in the Isle of Man, we have a number of war memorials that were constructed around that time. And the Commonwealth War Graves Commission was an attempt to ensure that each and every grave is appropriately marked and appropriately sanctified.
Now, at the times we're talking about, during and after those two world wars, the importance of war graves was, of course, very, very literal, because a lot of people living then would have had family, friends, loved ones who'd lost lives. Generations have passed. What is the significance and importance of war graves now? And why is it so important that you educate particularly young people about this?
Well, you're right. And I think that, back in 1920, there was a famous letter from Sarah Smith writing to Queen Mary at the time, saying that many thousands of mothers and wives are slowly dying for the want of the grave of their loved ones. And in that time, there were family members who had literally lost mostly sons and brothers, but also some wives and sisters. And so it was really important at that time that people had a very close and immediate connection. But I think although we're now 100 years further along, because we no longer have brothers, sisters, sons and daughters who are buried there, but rather they are uncles and aunties, great aunts, great uncles, great aunties, grandparents and so on who are buried here. That makes it even more important than ever before to honour and respect their sacrifices so that way these people can be remembered. So at that time, we have records from family members who talk about the photograph of his grave with the cross is very dear to me. And there was great passion and great debates back in the 19-teens and the 1920s about these issues. And it was needs to be a work of love and not a work of finance. And that's why we're doing that.
How are you intending on educating people as part of this program, this new program that the Commonwealth War Grave Commission is launching on the island?
So it's about telling the stories, especially in a very localised, Manxified way, to tell the stories to community groups, to schools and businesses here on the Isle of Man, not just about the global effort of the Commonwealth War Graves Commission, but also the local effort. There are 18 sites across our island, from Port Erin in the south up to Bride in the north. We have 363 Commonwealth War Graves here on the island itself. And it's a really wonderful way to not just talk about statistics in a global and in anonymous way, but to really talk about the individuals who are buried here on our very island.
Well, a lot of the time when war graves are in sort of the news or sort of the public eye, much is discussed about their maintenance and, you know, the cost behind that, and that seems to be a perennial issue. Are you trying to sort of raise awareness of that element of things and raise any funding towards that? Because I know that is something that is raised when people are talking about war graves.
So in this case, we do have a number of volunteers here on the Isle of Man as part of who volunteered just of their own time for the Commonwealth War Graves Commission. And in that sense, there are some professional staff who do come across from the United Kingdom who to maintain, obviously in non-pandemic times, by the way. But, you know, this isn't about money. This is about love, not finance. This is about telling the story so that we can honour the stories of sacrifice that must never be forgotten.
With a sort of increasing populism, protectionism going on, and sort of a shrinking of some of the multilateral organisations there are across the world, do you think it's important to explain to our young people, you know, not just the sacrifices that were made, but why those sacrifices were made, if that makes sense?
So I'm really reluctant to draw into any political debates, but these war graves here on the Isle of Man include people who lost their lives from here in the Isle of Man, but it also, in Douglas Cemetery, there are men who served in the Australian Army. There are men who served in the New Zealand Army. There's also a number of sailors who their nationality is not identified on their graves, but have what appears to be various East Asian names. And so in that sense, this is not about any one nation here or there. This is about recognising and honouring the sacrifice of these mostly young men and mostly young women who have sacrificed so much.
Well, do you not think it's important to draw in some element of politics? Because their sacrifice may not have had to have been made had there been different politics going on in the world.
Perhaps, but you know, we're just here in the business of, well, not the business, we're here in the practice of sharing these stories. And, you know, the Commonwealth War Graves Commission is strictly non-political, it's non-partisan, we're not involved in the politics, but rather we're telling the stories about how the graves are designed, how their horticulture is maintained, the architecture that is important, and to honour that sacrifice and that service. And so it's not about politics. This is about protecting the memories and the sacrifice of those that gave their lives for us.